So the epistle for the third Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from Romans chapter 12. Brethren, be not wise in your own conceits, to know man rendering evil for evil, providing good things not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as in you, having peace with all men, not revenging yourselves, my dearly beloved, but give peace, place unto wrath, for it is written, revenge is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. But if thy enemy be hungry, give him to eat. If he thirsts, give him to drink. For doing this, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 8. At that time when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and adored him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus, stretching forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou made clean. And forthwith his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith to him, See thou, tell no man, but go, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when he had entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, and is grievously tormented. And Jesus saith to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion, making answer, said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man subject to authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. And Jesus, hearing this, marveled, and said to them that followed him, Amen, I say to you, I have not found so great faith in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the exterior darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go, and as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. And the servant was healed at the same hour. Please be seated. Look mercifully upon our own weakness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Mass, we have one, the example, obviously, of our Lord taking this opportunity to cure two different people. I mean, one, we see with the leper coming up and adoring our Lord and asking to be cured. And with the leprosy, many times we've talked about that, the leprosy signifies also sin. And then obviously we can see the curing of that. And then you have the centurion with his great faith, his great confidence in God, that our Lord would not even have to enter unto his house and his roof in order to cure than his servant who was sick of the palsy. So this great confidence that is shown in the power of our Lord. But in the Collect of the Mass, we have what I quoted for you at the beginning, or at least part of it. Asking Almighty God to look mercifully upon our own weakness, the weaknesses that we have, beseeching God for that. And I think we can make that application to the feast day that we had yesterday, the conversion of St. Paul. To me, it's a great feast. Not only from the fact that it was the opportunity that St. Paul became this apostle to the Gentiles, so he preached to all of us, in a sense. Because then the Gentiles became the chosen people. And so from that, he was this all-important apostle for that. To go out to preach to all of them, to be able to give them the faith, that they would know what is necessary in order for them to save their soul. But I think also from that, it also shows the importance that God gives to each of our souls. He specifically refers to St. Paul as a vessel of election, as one chosen specially for, obviously, to be the apostle to the Gentiles, yes. But that our Lord would choose him out, would select him, for this special vocation, but for also for all of us to realize and to understand how all of us must undergo in some ways or another a conversion. I mean, for St. Paul, I mean, obviously he was a Jew that was persecuting the church at the time because he felt that this new religion was not pleasing to God, and so therefore he went and persecuted the church. And so that's where our Lord appeared to him and asked him, "Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me?" And so for St. Paul, Saul at that point, he didn't understand this because he thought he was pleasing to God. He thought he was doing the right thing. But then our Lord made it known to him that he was not, and that he needed him. He needed him to become this vessel, chosen away from other men. A vessel meaning this special container that he would contain the faith in order to give to the people. And so St. Paul would go and he would preach to the people. He would preach Christ crucified. The whole understanding of our Lord. The whole understanding of how we must live and have Christ live in us. And so that was St. Paul's mission. So as I say, it's a lesson for us just to see how God handpicked him to be this special vessel. But I think also for us to understand, yes, each of our souls are special in the eyes of God. We will have our weaknesses, we will have our struggles. God knows that. And so that is for us then to beseech God, yes, to have mercy on our weakness, to help us to overcome these struggles that we have, because that is how we will be able to overcome then the weaknesses that we have. By asking for the grace of God, by beseeching our Lord for these graces, that is what will come for us, and then that will help us then to be able to overcome these things. But if not, if we don't ask for this help, well, then we will continue in our own path. We will be, in a sense, like St. Paul, thinking maybe we're doing right when we're not. That our Lord chooses all of us. He has a special love for each of our souls, for us to see that we are handpicked by him to get to heaven. And so we are called to be also these vessels of election too. We may not be going out to preach to people, but he has chosen us to become saints. And so truly then, obviously, we can see that we are a special vessel, a special container that has the deposit of faith in our soul. And so Almighty God would try to give us all the graces that we need. But we have to ask for the graces. We have to beseech God for that. It's interesting to see how also that our Lord talks about St. Paul and says, "I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." For him to realize and to understand, yes, that he will have to suffer. And St. Paul was willing to do so. We see the amount of times there's a famous epistle of St. Paul where he talks about all the things that he's suffered. And it's not out of pride that he mentions these things. But I think it's a reality to show to us of how much, yes, we may have to suffer for God. How much we will have to suffer in order to get to heaven. The struggles, the difficulties that we will undergo, that we will go through in life. And how these are necessary for us. And so our Lord specifically says what St. Paul will have to suffer. And that is why then our Lord showed such great care for his soul. But as I say, for all of us, we must see and understand that we too will have to convert in some ways. All we have to do is to make a good examination of conscience, to try to understand and to see what are our weaknesses, what are our faults. And that is the conversion that we need. We must convert from these weaknesses and faults, these sins that we commit. I mean, to ask ourselves, what do I need to do to become a saint? Because as I say, we are called to become saints, vessels of election. So what do I need to do in order to become a saint? And that is why it is good, if you have the opportunity to go on retreats, even the days of recollection, albeit just one day, it gives you the time to think and to pray. It gives you the opportunity to consider then, what is the state of my soul? What do I need to do with my soul? What do I need to do to convert? If we don't ask ourselves these questions, we won't be able to work on it. If we don't work on it, we're going to stay in the same state that we are. I mean, this life is meant for us to try to grow in virtue. And it's important for us to understand it's not just to try to avoid sin. It's also to live a virtuous life. And so these are things that we must try to consider. These are things that we must look. And when we have the conversion of St. Paul, the church gives it to us to understand the necessity of conversion. That we would have a feast day commemorating the fact of St. Paul. And as I say, yes, his conversion was partly just due from the fact that he had to change from persecuting the church to then preaching and explaining the church. But for all of us, it is required, it is necessary for us to convert. And so it's dangerous for us just to think that we're fine in the state that we're in. Every single one of us can do better. Every single one of us can try to live a more virtuous life. And so if we're stuck kind of in the status quo and that complacency and just being there, we're not going to live up to the vocation that God is calling us to. That we are called to become saints. And so therefore we must do something about it. We must take advantage of this life and this time that God has given to us. Again and again, we see the opportunities that God, that our Lord shows to us in the Gospels, even in our lives. We have no idea how long we will have in this life. And so therefore, we must try to accept and try to understand that conversion now. To embrace that, to understand that we must pray for these graces, to see our soul as God sees it, to change what we need to change, to continue what we're doing well. Being thankful to God for those graces and those opportunities. And so, yes, we see in the Gospels, I say, this great confidence, this great trust in God, that they were cured of that. You have the leper, but then also the centurion's, his servant. They were rewarded because of that great confidence and trust. And then in the epistle, you see the understanding of true charity. Where our Lord says, "Revenge is mine, I will repay." It is not ours to revenge other people, to get revenge on them. It is not ours, you know, to eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It's not ours to do evil for evil. And that is why our Lord says, overcome evil by good. And that is the understanding of true charity. And that's where we have to be careful of that. It's very easy for any of us just to imagine, yes, well, they did this to me, so therefore they need to get this. That is not living a Catholic life. And that is why our Lord specifically says that. Only our Lord can revenge in terms of the proper justice that is necessary. None of us can because, obviously, of our sinful lives. And so these are the things that try to help us and to explain to us the living of our Catholic life. But at least if we can try to gain from this Mass and the example of yesterday's feast, of the necessity of the conversion that we must make in our souls. And not to put that conversion off. And just from the fact of, I heard it yesterday, but St. Augustine when he says, make me a saint, but just not now. That is so dangerous for us. No, we should say, make me a saint and make me right now a saint. That must be our intention. That must be our wish. And so, yes, we have our weaknesses and our faults. We understand that. But we can't use that as an excuse of just saying, well, I have these weaknesses and faults. No, we must do something about it. We must overcome them. Strive to overcome them. Pray for the graces. Do the things that are necessary to root them out. Yes, God understands that we all have our weaknesses and faults, but he also understands that he gives us graces to root them out, to overcome them. So let us pray for these graces now. And as I say, St. Paul, it's a great saint, also a great feast to remember of how necessary our own conversions are and how we must convert now. We know not the day nor the hour that God will call us, and so we are meant to become saints, vessels of election. It's what he said about St. Paul, but it's also what he will say about us. He has created us to come back to him. So he has created us to become saints. And so therefore we must spend our time on this earth becoming saints. And so let us take advantage of this opportunity to pray for the graces we need. Pray for the graces that we need in order to convert from our lives. And yes, let us echo the sentiments of the Collect of the Mass, that God may look mercifully upon our own weaknesses. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.